And we got to Turkey, and we started organizing Food Not Bombs groups there. And then there's like six cities in Turkey now that have Food Not Bombs chapters. We went to Israel, and we tried to start a Jerusalem Food Not Bombs. There was already really active Tel Aviv Food Not Bombs, who has also been, they feed people at checkpoints coming in from Palestine into the, or from the West Bank coming into Israel. And they serve every Thursday in Tel Aviv to mostly Russians and people that are homeless and living in Tel Aviv. And then they organize this thing called Anarchists Against the Wall. And they did these very, very militant actions there. And they were basically, Food Not Bombs kids were in the West Bank organizing every single day. And they took me to meet farmers. And they, the Food Not Bombs and this group of Palestinians set up a peace camp at one point. And it was like amazing what's going on in the world with Food Not Bombs. It was like, and then as you is anybody here from Australia? Yeah. Didn't you guys do like a thing at Camp Baxter, and you were like, had a huge, they saw great photos of that. And I don't know if you guys, did you free refugees or something like that? I've got stories that, yeah, stuff like that. It's like everywhere you go, there's like the stuff in Malaysia that's going on. It's like, in Indonesia, Hong Kong Food Not Bombs got busted like right off when the Chinese government took over Hong Kong. That's, and every, basically answering the, having the foodnotbombs.net, which I helped maintain, and an 800 number in Tucson, I get contacts from, you know, most recently, for instance, there's a bunch of Food Not Bombs chapters starting in Russia, and they just finished the Russian translation of the Food Not Bombs book. And it's like they've done like all these actions in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and now there's several other smaller cities that have Food Not Bombs chapters. And probably another, in the Islamic world, there's starting to become more Food Not Bombs groups throughout the rest of the Middle East. There's a group starting in Morocco. We have groups in Nigeria. I correspond all the time with the Nigerian Food Not Bombs chapters. And there's, you know, that's just, who knows, there might be in places that we have no idea where they are. It's just